end a potty intro. We'll just walk out a potty intro quickly.
From the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast, it's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
Welcome to it. I'm going to come out and say straight off the bat, I was in CBF territory for most of today's show.
Well, you came in early, you know, 11:55.
No, well, I started work at 9 a.m.
Then you had lunch.
Very early.
Ugh.
You know, it was tough.
Well, okay, how about then, since you are in CBF, what do you think about a bit of efficiency right now? Two birds, one stone. We're recording a podcast intro. Do you also want to record? Because we've got a guy who does a lot of audio editing behind the scenes for us.
Yeah.
He wants us to record these scripts.
Okay.
I can't find the scripts on my email, but if I can find them, do you want to just two birds, one stone, and people can just listen to us record some?
How much do we have to do? Oh, yeah, we've only
talent
got...
Talent, promo, voice, 30 seconds. It's a lot of... don't get into radio, kids, if you're listening. It's a lot of legwork.
Oh, it's easy. We've literally only got two lines, I think.
Insert
or
one,
do we have to do the
insert
inserts
three.
As well?
Gosh.
Ah, no.
Insert one to five, voice by Hoothy.
Yeah,
all
so it's just us.
All we need to do is one line each.
Yeah, okay, all
right. Okay, so I'll go first. This is my line, right?
Okay.
So you can play along if you're listening with this. So my line is, this is why I love living on the Sunshine Coast. What word in the sentence do I lean on? Should I go, this is why I love living on the Sunshine Coast? Or this is, or should I go, this is why I love living on the Sunshine Coast?
I do love, but I think you're a bit too peppy given we're talking about... a kids' charity.
Okay, so lean on the
love. You've
got
to be warm. I need a bit of warmth in your voice, please.
This is why I love living on the Sunshine Coast. Too
yeah,
much?
Not bad.
Okay.
I mean, you emphasise this and love.
Oh.
But that's okay.
No, okay. Just the love. No more emphasising anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
This is why I love living on the Sunshine Coast.
No. Yeah, this is why I love.
Okay. Hoothy, get ready. All right, he's ready. Everybody, mic's on. This is why I love living on the Sunshine Coast.
Actually, I liked your first one better.
We can take that one. We don't need... Great. Who's just grab that first one.
Okay. I'm going to go for a bit of warmth in my voice.
Oh, you've got a big line here too.
Yeah. I mean, I'm the most famous, so that makes sense.
Well.
Okay. So from all the team at 91.9 CFM and Inclusive Kids, we just wanted to say thank you. Warm AF!
Take that, charity. How about we switch lines? Because I think you've got the better line.
Yeah, I like my line.
So from all the team at 91.9 CFM and Inclusive Kids, we just wanted to say thank you.
Yeah, I liked how you went a bit quieter at thank you, but mine was warmer, bitch.
Anyway, enjoy the podcast.
Thanks for letting us kill two birds with one stone.
Are you still in CBF territory?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get me out of here. Enjoy. Oh, there's a wrap in today's podcast.
It's worth the wait. It will be worth it, I promise.
You'll pep up. That's why I'm tired, okay? Because I wrote that.
Yeah, well, yeah, right. Big, big work you've done.
Enjoy.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
I have been staying away from it on purpose. I've closed my eyes. Anybody that goes, hey, Taz, did you hear about the budget? I go, la, 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 la. I want to save it. I want to experience it in rap form. Thank you very much. Whoa. Like the rest of the Sunshine Coast, really.
Yeah.
We've all been waiting. Because we want to know how much money we're getting, how much we're losing, where's the money going?
Yep.
But in a rap form from eChain.
Yeah, well, it's more fun that way, you know, because let's face it, if you actually sit down and watch the federal budget being handed down,
is that what you do?
The most boring thing. Nah.
To prep for the song? Nah.
I just wait for the recaps to come out and then I recap the recaps, if you must know. Yeah, because it's boring stuff. But when you think about it, it actually does affect all of us in some way, shape or form. You know, funding's being allocated in certain places.
Well, it's our money. A small portion of it was, you know, in your pocket once upon a time.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Well, we pay taxes.
Oh, right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And there are a few things that you should know.
What do you mean? She's done 10 budget wraps. No, I've kind of had to describe budgeting to
I
you.
Thought you meant like I was paying for the budget or something. I didn't know what you meant. Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Tax, I get it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, a few main points in this year's budget that you do need to know about because they result in you getting extra money, Sunny Coast. So should we just hear it?
I'd love to hear it.
All right, here it is.
Well, hang on. You need to leave. An international rapper needs to come in.
eChain, get it. It's your,
Here we go.
Yep. All right, come on
in. She's so good looking. She's just, wow. So lucky to be in the studio with her.
Yo. eChain here.
Here we go. Hit play.
My name is eChain and this is the 2024 budget rap. It's called Whip That Budget on Me. I'm back again, my name's E-Chain. The latest budget out. So Jimmy, whip that budget on me. Baby's the cost of living relief. Let's talk Skrilla, baby. Cost of lives has been a killer, baby. Stop inflation, tell me I'll get rebates. Got a surplus of 9 billy, baby. So let's break it down now. In this budget, one thing's changed that has made this rapper smile. They've rebated our energy by 300 buckaroonies. You know what that means right here in Queensland, cause our state government's already given us a hand. It means we get free electricity. No more bills till March, baby. That's not the only thing that your bank account gets. Listen to the tax from July, growing your paycheck. And if you're working in aged care or even childcare, well, a nice pay rise you should expect. But what else has the country gained? Backdated slash two hex. It's now based on wage price index, so students have to pay less. You feel iller, baby. Need a cheaper pain killer, baby. Prescription meds getting capped. It's real, baby. Endo patients needs a feel filled, baby. And another win for women is super poor parental leave. Low income renters get more money, so there's some cost of living relief. Boom, that's budget 2023 plus one.
Plus one. Love it.
It was really hard because the only thing I could think of that rhymes with cost of living relief was budget 2023, but we're in 2024. So
come on, government.
Budget 2023 plus one.
It would have been way better if it was done last year. But hey, great. 2024, is there going to be, are we going to play it again? Where are we going to be able to hear
look,
we'll
this? Probably play it again in the 5 o'clock hour if you really want to hear it again. But there will be a video of it up on our socials within the hour.
Free electricity is something I got out of that.
Yeah. So because the state government has already given us payouts for electricity or subsidised our electricity bills, now the federal government's come and said, oh, everyone gets $300 as well. So that means we effectively get free electricity till March.
Bring it. Pay rises for aged care, childcare, all that sort of stuff. Great.
It's all happening. We're getting money. I'm happy. E-Chain out.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
We had a call on the show yesterday. We were asking how quickly did someone propose, right?
This was so cool. The calls that we got, you can hear them all on our podcast. Head to our website, wherever you get your podcasts from. But we do want to point out one particular part of Jansey's story from Gympie yesterday.
Yeah, she said they got engaged after only knowing each other for a few weeks. But that wasn't the part that stuck out to us of her story.
When he did propose to marry me, he did it in the Coles checkout line while we were buying dog food. So that was super romantic.
Oh, I was going to say, firstly, that's the least romantic aisle of Coles. Okay. If you're going to propose in Coles, where are you going to do it? That should be our photo for tomorrow.
At the checkout, she was going, beep. Beep, beep. And he went, do you want to just get married when we go on holidays? And I said, yeah, sure.
Did the checkout chick overhear this conversation and chime in with some congratulations or something?
Oh, she did. She goes, did he just propose while you're buying dog food? And I went, yep. She goes, and what are you going to say? And I said, well, it kind of makes sense. We're on holidays. We might as well just, you know, two birds, one stone type thing. And away we went.
So, and we'd only known each other for a couple of weeks.
Yep.
Great story from Jansey.
Oh, yeah, and to be proposed to in Coles. So we thought, hang on a second, Sunny Coast, come with us with this. 545-11919, best place to propose in a supermarket. You have to propose in the supermarket. Where are you doing it?
Yeah, which aisle are you going to focus on? What product are you going to do it in front of?
Well, excuse me.
I mean, as in do the proposal.
Do the proposal.
Okay. Mick is in Sippy Downs. Mick, kick us off. Where do you think is the most romantic part of the supermarket to propose?
Got to be in the potato chip aisle. And why do you ask? Because you think if you don't have a ring, you can simply go and crack out the trusty burger ring and voila.
Oh.
He's put a really good case early.
Yeah. I mean, and if they don't have burger rings, you got cheezels.
The cheezels.
You know? I mean, same could be said for the donut aisle, though.
Very true.
Yeah.
Love it, Mick.
I like it, Mick.
I think the bakery section.
Oh.
Because when you have an open home, one of the secrets is you bake bread. It's sort of this homely, nice smell that you can have in your home.
Yeah.
Why not in the bakery with the bread?
Okay, not a bad option. We did ask a couple of people in our office as well. Here's what they had to say.
The confectionery aisle. That I'd probably do the frozen food section purely because it's that cold. She's going to want to answer quickly to get the hell out of there. And then you go to the confectionery aisle. Yeah.
Again, pretty clever.
Yes. Oh, we love the creativity. Sunny Coast, 545-11919. The most romantic part of a supermarket. What is it?
Trish is in Sippy Downs. Trish, what's it for you?
Well, I reckon the cleaning aisle.
Trish, what are you doing?
Well, you can say to your partner, I'm going to come clean to you. I'm not falling softly. I'm coming down hard. But, Omo, I am just, you know, so in love with you. And I think we need to take away the rings from all of our stainless steel appliances and just put one on your finger.
Oh.
Trish.
A romance of it, Trish.
Yes, Trish, yes, but 100 times yes.
That was well thought through. A lot of puns in there. That would have got me. You missed I Want to Sweep You Off Your Feet, though. That was right there as well.
Oh, true. I thought we could spray it away and wipe it all off, too.
I'm really trying to use Ajax. It just doesn't really work for me. Love it, Trish.
Yeah, that's
true.
I've got the gumption to go through with it.
Oh, she keeps going.
Sure does. Trish, the pun queen, I'm going to put next to you in our phone system.
Great suggestion, Trish. Thank you. We'll move on to Matt in Kiwana. Matt, hit us with the most romantic part of the supermarket to propose in.
Mate, I reckon get behind the counter, the front counter, and do it over the loudspeaker.
Yes. Wow. Can you give us your best proposal over the loudspeaker?
Oh, it's a bit on the spot, but all right, I'll be like, Cheryl in aisle 5, will you marry me?
Followed by clean up on aisle 2, please, clean up on aisle 2.
Matt,
I'll maybe like pop out from under the aisle.
Oh,
Cheryl. Brad, will you marry me?
No, you know what? You should get one of the employees to wheel you over on one of the trolleys and you just, like, appear like a knight on a shining horse.
Just down the hallway like a knight. Nice, I love it.
Matt, this is great.
Thank you. The creativity is blowing my mind this afternoon.
People are great. All right, Chantrell, bring us home from Bly Bly. What's the romantic, most romantic place in a supermarket to propose?
It's definitely got to be bacon.
Why does it definitely have to be bacon?
Crispy and yummy.
But it's raw and cold at that point.
It's like flaccid at
that
point.
It's in the freezer section.
It's got to be cooked, all right? It's got to be crispy and just yummy. Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Just so, like my future husband.
Just like a future husband. Crispy and yummy.
Crispy and yummy.
Why is he crispy? Yeah. I don't think I want a crispy husband.
Crispy husband.
That sounds gross.
Love it, Chantrell. Thank you so much for your call.
No worry.
And Trish,
I love our listeners.
Trish, you've come back for more. Trish, have you got some more puns for us?
Well, you could tell them that they're fab to start with and that you want to get cuddly with them.
Oh, she's done it.
Did you, while you were on hold just then, were you just Googling cleaning product terms and how I can...
No, I'm actually standing outside shops wanting to go in and put some prescriptions in, but hey, it's
just had to hold on to give us more puns. Love it, Trish. Thank you.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
I'm so scared about what the next few minutes of radio holds.
2 days in a row.
2 days in a row.
He's employed as the boss,
but he wants to be the star.
Go get him, Rockstar. Big Boss Benny has crowbarred his way onto the show once again.
And not only has Big Boss Benny, hello Benny, come on the show.
One more here.
I don't know.
I'm scared because our savage Gen Zer.
Oh, we've got a new receptionist.
Danny.
She's a weapon.
Who's 21 years old and critiques our outfits every day and doesn't hold back with her critiques.
No, if you're on a high note when you're coming into work in the morning, she will very quickly bring you back down to earth, but it's why we love her so much. One thing people do need to know about Benny is it's a Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Is it coaching day today?
Yeah.
I'm surprised you're still here. This is very late for you to still be
I've got
at
a
office.
Race.
Okay.
I'm gonna get out.
All right, we'll be quick.
All right. Well, welcome to the studio, Danny.
Hello.
What do you think of Ellie's shoes, the orthopedic ones?
So ugly. They are podiatrist recommended. Okay.
I said orthopedic. That's wrong as well, wasn't it?
No, that's right.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, that's right. So, what's the meanest thing Danny said to you today, Benny?
Oh. Nah, she's pretty good with me. She usually pots me for being like going early and stuff like that.
Well, we all do. It's a common theme around this place.
She once said like I was looking too angry like one day, and she told me to smile a bit more.
Okay, so savage 21-year-olds can get to anyone in the building. Danny started reading something to us earlier today, said, hold off, we need you to do this on air.
She's already read this to my face.
Like we said, it's well known around the office, some of your habits, Benny, but we thought the rest of the Sunshine Coast should hear them too. Danny, can you please read us, read the people, what you wrote about Big Boss Benny?
My pleasure. Ben, always first to flee. From work he vanishes like the wind at sea. Leaving early, his desk deserted and bare. Colleagues wonder, does he even care? Meetings missed, deadlines delayed. Ben's early exits, a habit well displayed. Off he goes with a skip in his stride, leaving puzzled faces, nothing to hide. So let Ben be with his early leave. In the end, it's happiness he may achieve.
Oh.
She came home strong. I reckon she's got a few
minutes.
She's
actually almost complimenting you at the end. I don't like that. Yeah. I didn't hear the full version.
Go ahead, Danny.
I think that's been changed since I read it this morning.
How do you feel, Ben, that someone who's worked full-time with us for how long now, Danny? Only month or so? Has already just picked up on this habit Fozzle that you've got. Boys. Oh, of course. Oh. Go to your favourite stupid radio show.
Live across the sunny coast. Ellie, N, Taz. 91.9. CFM.
Sunny Coast, 545-11919. We are asking the question this afternoon. Do you sleep with a teddy? Now, before you come out of the woodwork, you might be thinking, well, hang on a second. It might be deemed a little uncool.
I mean, that would be my first thought. If you're over the age of, I'll give it to 14-year-olds.
Okay. All right.
Start to be a bit uncool after that.
Well, maybe not. Maybe this is cool because... Please welcome to the show, Margot Robbie.
Oh, hi, Margot. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, she's not live. However, she did do an interview a couple of days ago where she's admitted sleeping with a teddy.
What do I keep with me every night in bed? A.
Your husband.
A packet of biscuits in case I get hungry.
Mm-hmm.
B. AirPods because my own snoring wakes me up.
Okay.
Or C. A stuffed toy animal called Bunny.
Bunny.
Yeah, you know.
Aww, did you get Bunny?
Yeah. When did you get Bunny?
The day I was born. Aww. Bunny is very old. It doesn't look anything like, doesn't remotely resemble a bunny rabbit anymore. She's so old. But
yeah, that's fair. That bunny would be, what, 36 years old or something?
Hanging on to every thread, I'm sure. 545-11919. Every caller that makes it to air in our show is going in the draw for two tickets to go and see Furiosa, a Mad Max saga.
Mm.
We want to know, do you sleep with a teddy? Just like Margot.
It's so fine if you do.
Yeah.
You know, if you do, it means you're as cool as Margot Robbie, which is, she's pretty much the coolest person on earth.
She
is,
and she's gorgeous. And people would love to sleep with her and Teddy, I'm sure. And Teddy.
Okay, call us now, 545-11919. Do you sleep with a teddy? My brother, who is 35 years old, still sleeps with his teddy.
Does he? Mm-hmm.
And I messaged him and said, hey, we're doing the phone topic. Do you still sleep with a teddy?
Yeah.
Do you have a quote? And he's responded, no quote, but be prepared for a full switchboard. There are a lot of highly empathetic and caring people out there, because apparently that's what constitutes sleeping with a teddy.
I don't know how you'd, if you were to meet a partner and you bring them home.
Oh, well, he's married with two kids.
Oh, yeah, I know. Just,
Teddy has seen it all.
Oh.
So he was right, though, because we have got a full switchboard for this. Let's go to Lexi in Aruna. Is there someone who sleeps with a teddy in your life, Lexi?
My oldest son, who's now 18, came into my bed with a teddy bear when he was 4. And from then on, I've slept with one because I haven't had neck problems when I headlock it.
So it's nothing to do with like, oh, remembering when your son was young and all the baby memories. No it's just
just wrestling practice. Yeah.
And the ones that you get at Christmas time and Valentine's Day are the perfect size when you need a new one. Yep.
So literally under your neck, is that how you sleep with them?
I headlock it under my right arm so my head from turning too far. and I don't get a kinked neck.
Was your son mad that you stole his toy from him?
No, he got me one, so he had one and I had one, oh. Yeah.
The son's not mad because he used to be in the headlock, yeah. And now it's the teddy.
All my kids know not to touch mum's teddy bear. That's mine.
So good. Love it, Lex.
That's great. Thanks, Lexi. All right, let's go now to Kim from Karoi. Kim, do you still sleep with a teddy?
I sure do, but it's not a teddy. It's a little dog, but I went on holidays recently and I took him with me and I lost him, and I even put in a lost and found report to the hotel to see if they could find him, and they sent me back like a photo of a completely different dog and I was devastated because I cannot sleep the same as I used to. And my daughters were so beautiful and they bought me another cute little teddy because they knew that I lost my other one, but it just doesn't feel the same.
Oh, how long had you had him?
I had him when I met my partner. I think he was the first little teddy that he gave me, but prior to that I had other teddies.
Do you want us to make a call to the hotel? Where were you staying, Kim?
Yeah. The Paradise, like, kids resort down in Gold Coast.
Was there any chance, Kim, that when you wrote them the letter saying you'd lost your teddy that they thought that you were a kid?
I kind of wrote it as if I was the kid that lost it.
Oh, no.
It was written in crayon.
Broadcasting from the Sunshine Coast for the Sunshine Coast. Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM. That's it for Ellie and Taz today. If you missed anything, download their podcasts. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.